podcast is part of the Podcast You're Seeing Network. Visit us at www.podcastyourseeing.com.
Media has an agenda that they're gonna serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question Walking backwards. Yeah. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the Creep songs. Those
Running
are
in circles.
Just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
The Flight and the Fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's the true definition of a rock star. So came out
by your speakers. Anybody else have any interesting stories they want to tell?
This is Doug from After the Fall. Hey, this is John Lane from the thriving tropics of Leechburg, Pennsylvania.
The Pennsylvania Rock Show. Featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer.
Hey, it's Bill, and you're tuned into the Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer, right here on PARockShow.com, MegaRockRadio.net, and 107.1 FM, St. Louis, Missouri, AltRock.ca in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, RootRootRadio.com on the beaches of San Diego, California, xrpradio.co.uk coming at you from the highlands of Scotland, and buildascene.com/radio right here in the thriving metropolis of Leechburg, Pennsylvania. This is the Pennsylvania Rock Show, episode number 629. With me tonight are two gentlemen from The Big Break. What's up, Ale?
Hello, how are you?
John?
That's it, yeah. Got it perfect.
So what season is this? Is this two or three?
This will be three.
Three. And the last time you were on, if I remember, we were talking about two, correct?
That's right. That's right.
I was actually just talking to Sean from Primate about The Big Break the other day.
Nice. Nice.
He and I were at, he was at Deutschtown Music Festival this weekend, running sound for the metal stage.
Oh, cool.
So.
Right on.
See, now I have to play Primate.
Do it. Yeah, the Jids are by them, right?
Yeah, the Jids. They're also from Pittsburgh, and they're in this contest. I think they're the only band from Pittsburgh this season.
Who did you say was the Gents?
The Jids. J-I-D-S.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with them. I'm going to have to look them up.
Yeah, yeah, they're like a math metal.
Yeah, yeah, progressive. They sing a little bit, though.
Vocals, like, right, yeah. But they do a lot of
They're impressive, stuff, yeah. They're like young, too.
Super young.
Super young. Like the Crates, too.
Mm-hmm.
So real quick, for anyone who is not familiar with what the Big Break is, you want to give them a little bit of insight?
Yeah, sure. So the Big Break is a contest for Pennsylvania bands or musicians, original musicians specifically, where the winner walks away with basically the means of creating a EPK packet, so or a kit, so like a press kit. So they get a music video, recording of one of their songs to go with the video, photo shoots, a whole lot of bragging rights. This season, we've also got some special prizes that are coming from Encore Studios. So they get, like, I believe it's like somewhere around like $600 or $700 gift certificate to use there for whatever they want to do. So Encore Studios, they do recording, they have rehearsal spaces, they fix and tune instruments, you know. So
a lot of gear they got.
Right. So they're really good. And so yeah, that's basically it. The first round, what makes this different, you know, than most Battle of the Bands type of things, is that the first round is the bands have to create their own DIY music video. And by DIY,
what is required? Because I know there were requirements to prove that it's a new video. What's hidden in this one?
So this season, the bands, to prove that they've recorded this video in, you know, the allotted time, this season we had them, they had to put three items in there. It was a lighter, a cardboard box, and a vase. Or a vase.
Vase or a vase.
Right.
We weren't really hard on the spelling.
Right. I think that's about the same.
Yes.
So they actually, what's really interesting about this podcast specifically and the timing is that they have 6 days from today left to turn in their videos. So we've gotten 4 so far, and I'm expecting another 12 between today and Sunday night.
Really?
Yep.
Confirmed, like time slots?
Yep.
I'm trying to remember. I know last season it was a red balloon, a key, and I can't remember what the third one was.
A fork.
I got 2 of them.
Yeah, you did.
That's a good job.
But yeah, so by DIY video, I mean like they can't go and hire somebody, you know, but they can ask for help, obviously. You know, we've got a couple of solo, 3 actually solo acts this season. So obviously they wouldn't be able to shoot their own video. They need, you know, some assistance.
Who's that? Just Mark.
So yeah, we've got Just Mark, Gus the Savage, and Thanatos. But yeah, like we've got quite a variety of experience levels, you know, newer bands, bands that have been around longer, younger folks, so you know, a little bit older.
To mention JB. He's melodic.
JB, so that's right, JB. So there's 4 solo acts. But yeah.
What about genre? Are they all similar or all over the place?
All over. We've got, like you said,
rap, R&B.
Yep. So JB and Gus the Savage are like on the rap R&B side of the house.
Gus the Savage was in last year's, right?
He was.
Or last season. I thought I recognized that one.
Yep.
I like that. That's Moxie. I know he could probably, he's going to win potentially this one, or he'll win one.
I mean, if he keeps going, eventually, right?
Eventually win one, I think.
Right. So and it could be this one. You never
he's
know.
He's smart. He's like, I just like, it's good publicity either way. I'm like, yeah. You're smart. Yeah.
But yeah, so we've got rock, rap, hip hop. A lot of, I feel like there's a lot of kind of like, I guess alternative, yeah, grunge, yeah, kind of like, wouldn't really know how to classify it. So there's a lot of cool, like, stuff there.
The categorization from the bands themselves have been like on the list. It's absurd. Like the Boog goes by, like, I can't even think of it. It's that complex right now.
Pulp rock. Yeah, no, they, so when bands, when musicians sign up, one of the questions that we ask them is, you know, what do you categorize your genre as? And if you're a musician out there listening to this, you know that the hardest thing to do is to genrefy yourself. Yeah. Like, what genre are you? Well, you know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, like this, that, right? You know, so it's really interesting to see how everybody, you know, classify themselves. And the Boog, specifically wrote like four different classifications, and none of them are your general, you know, classic rock or metal or this.
There's potential they invented them.
I believe so. Yeah. I believe so. Yeah, but like this season, you know, like last season we interviewed all the bands. This season we interviewed all the bands as well, but we also gave them an opportunity to record, to perform one song after the interview, and we recorded it and did like a multi-cam, you know, mini super small production out of it. So those are all online on our YouTube channel, the Big Break channel. And we're calling that series, you know, we're going to continue doing those moving forward. And we're calling that series In the Break Room. So kind of going off of the Big Break, right? So In the Break Room, and I think there's like 12 videos on there, 12 or 14 videos on there right now. And they're all original, really good music. So I would definitely recommend checking those out.
Those are nice because, like, you know, you can, with the interview, it's nice, but boom, you can go right to it.
Right. Know? Yeah. And it's like, it's kind of like second, a stripped down version of what their normal song would be on stage, you know, if they were to play it. So it's kind of like, you know, I would kind of compare it to like Tiny Desk. If you've ever seen Tiny Desk, you know, they do like the little mini 2-3 song, you know, mini private show. So it's kind of like that.
Kind of like MTV Unplugged.
Right. Yeah. Right. From that generation that, and I think you're part of that generation too, where like we saw and we experienced life before the technology.
I owned an 8-track.
Right.
And vinyl before it came back.
Yeah.
Yeah. And cassette tapes.
I got lucky. I was right on the fringe, like 94. So it was like
94.
Computers and stuff, but like no phones really. And then we got the phones, and then I was like, uh-oh, like, kids are screwed after this. Like, because you can't – I'm so glad I got to replicate life without a phone until, like, seventh grade. So I had, like, a childhood without – just run around. And then now I think it's kind of, like, over. Everyone's just got their phone with them.
Well, technology and the music industry is flip the world upside down, you know, the music world upside down. It's so different now.
Who knew that Lars might have been right?
I don't know. I
mean, that might have went over John's head because he said 94.
But I mean, the access of music is unbelievable right now. Like, anyone in the world can, you know.
Yeah, and that's a double-edged sword. It's because it's great for the listener, but it doesn't pay, you know, the artist
at all.
It's like pennies on the hundred of dollars, not on the dollar, you know. So it's so now bands are mostly merch, you know, merch and touring is basically their money makers.
Coincidentally, that's why ticket prices have skyrocketed, because the bands aren't making money selling music.
Right.
It's their live show and their merchandise is where the money's coming from for them.
How do we, as a civilian, how do we help combat that? I guess like a, they'd have to do a paywall with like a musician. Like, I feel like it's past the point, isn't it?
Well, I mean, back in the day, people would have to buy actual albums. They would have to go to, you know, stores like FYE, you know, but before then it was, I don't remember. There were a bunch of different ones. Gallery of Sound and,
yeah,
you know, all these different
vinyl
ones.
Just, which I think they're moving, but.
But the thing is, like, back then, in order to get that song, other than hitting, you know, play and record on your tape player, you know, and
putting
up to the radio, you know, the only way you could get those songs is to actually go out and buy the CD, you know, so that's like guaranteed money going to, you know, and now with streaming services and, you know, all that, it's just.
I mean, it might be better off at this point for musicians just to stay independent. I mean, what about websites? Like,
I don't know. I think
websites they played their stream their own like music from.
I think if a band is capable of being on their own, independent, and can do it all themselves, absolutely. But I think some bands, I think a lot of bands, can do a lot of it, but are missing pieces, or you know what I mean? Like they may be really good at merch and you know, social media, but they're not good at putting together a tour. Right. You know, they're not good at working with like iTunes and you know,
they're
all these
so
distribution,
right? So
foreign, you know,
guitar or whatever they're playing.
So, you know, if you can do it all yourself, you know, I think it takes a right and left brain person, you know, to be able to do that. And a lot of musicians, a lot of artists are artists, but not business. You know what I mean? So sometimes it takes a label to kind of, you know, bridge the gap.
100%. Like, that's like, I mean, I did a coding boot camp to learn how to make websites. Like, but at first I wanted to just play music, right? So, but then at the same time, I'm like, I'm only 20 years old. Like, how am I going to go about this? And I was like, I should learn how to code first, learn that type of stuff, really tough stuff. And then I'd be better able to handle that as a musician, as and still like learning how to play while doing that, because of that reason. Because it's like, if I know how to make my own website, why not just release it on my website? It's better than making no money. It's making like just some money. Like,
well, even if you just know the basics and you don't end up doing it yourself, at least if you know the basics and you know the lingo, you can make sure that whoever's doing it for you is not screwing you over, and you have that communication to be able to talk on the same level and get the results that you want.
That's kind of Build the Scene and First Angel, which both websites are above us right here, buildthescene.com, firstangelmedia.com. We kind of try and help build that gap, or not build the gap, break the gap and make it smaller. We do podcasting and radio streaming, and we do reviews, we do website design, we do EPK. When we're doing those things, we actually teach the artists how to maintain it so that they can keep going without paying an exorbitant, I can't speak tonight, amounts of money.
I know it happens. Exorbitant, you know, exorbitant.
Something like that.
Exorbitant. Yeah, I can't even, I lost it.
Large amounts of money there. So. I should have.
Yeah, like it takes, I mean, just because you're, yeah, I mean, you could be the best band in the world, the best musicians, the best everything, but if nobody knows about you, you know, you gotta take those steps.
Hey, John. So, new host this year, right?
New host. I'm jumping in season 3. I was a fan though first, which I always love. Like, with like, say, if someone's replacing someone, if the guy's like a fan or the girl, whoever, I think that's like a nice added touch.
Yeah, absolutely. It definitely more, you know, like, passion behind it, right? You know, as opposed to somebody just being pulled off the street.
I was pre-amped, you know, because I went to the show at Finnegan's, and it was a blast. Like,
Oh, last season, yeah.
Last season, yeah. I have a few cool pictures on the gram.
Nice, nice.
And then it's like magically on the gram.
So there's 6 days before the videos are due. Who are you expecting videos from? You mentioned some of them.
Oh.
So the ones we do have are...
So we've got one from...
Flip-flops.
Yeah, running in flip-flops, really Cole, JB, and the crates. So we've got those four.
So far, it's been great.
Yeah, we've got Cadillac Sound, Fiendstar, Gus the Savage. We got one from JB, waiting for Just Mark, Stay Loud, The Boog, Isolation Band, Thanatos, The Jids, and Tainted Faith. And I don't know if you remember that they also competed last season. Tainted Faith did. So those two are returns.
Yep. Smart. Keep doing it.
Just, yeah.
And then it is like exposure. Like AL is unbelievable with the camera. This guy is a wizard. He's formerly Phil in
formerly
Colorado.
Formerly Phil in Colorado, yes.
Play on words. Yep. Phil Kopsky.
Yep.
He's done, check out his, like, everyone out there, check out his, like, actual YouTube page and some, wow, like, some impressive short films on there and stuff, like.
Thanks, man. You know, like, last season we had, obviously, the first round is the videos, right? They submit the videos.
And that's listener votes, correct?
Right. So, yep. So August 1st. If you go to the bigbreakcontest.com/vote from August 1st to August 31st, you can vote once every 24 hours. So there's going to be a poll with all the submission videos. You can go and vote every 24 hours. And the top nine from there will go on to the next round. The last season, round two consisted of three separate days, three bands per night, one band from every night going on to the finale. This season, we're doing it a little different. We're basically going to have a festival type of event for the second round. So it's going to be an all day event starting at 2 p.m. at the V Spot in Scranton. And it's going to go up all the way until they close. So all nine bands are going to actually compete against each other in that one day. And three of those will go on to the finale in October 8th. So,
and then you're going to have a few headliners there too, right?
Yeah. So we're going to actually have on the second round, September 24th at the V Spot, we're going to have One Revived close out the set. They're a psychobilly band from around these parts, but they're really good. They're really good. We actually saw them the other night at Carl Hall, and their bassist plays an upright bass, and he was like throwing it around his head and stuff, and grabbed it and got on the floor. So he's got a like wireless, right? So he got on the floor and he like jumping on it and standing on it and doing all these crazy things. Really, really cool. And then for the finale on the 8th, October 8th, we're going to have last season's winner, Old Kentucky Shark. They're going to be closing out that night.
We have comments coming in. Let's see what we have going on here. Lots of comments showed up.
Oh, boy.
Let's see here. Robin Shunk.
Robin is on the team.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, Robin.
Hey, Robin.
Yeah, Robin. Yeah. So Robin, she does, she's our slate bunny for sets. She does PA stuff. She does a lot. She's does a lot of, like, the, like, description writings for all of our uploads and stuff like that. So she's really good. And obviously on set, whenever we're on set, we got some body parts and pickle jars.
That one scares me a little bit.
Yeah, I like that.
Starting with Nomad.
So running in flip-flops, they the song that they played for us was it says Blast Funk. Never heard that before. But yeah,
Robin, check the Google Drive. They have like three on that one. On their website, it's like it's what you said before.
Live closer to the mic. We can't hear.
That one's important.
Girl number three. I appreciate
girl
that.
Number three.
That's what it says.
But yeah, no, Running and Flip Flops played a song called Pickles, and one of their lyrics in there is
sorry, I'm popping them all up real fast. CD binders while driving around. I don't know why they just showed up all of a sudden.
I don't know.
I'm lucky I got to experience that too.
Yeah.
No way is that going down right now. Thanatos in the house.
There they are.
What up? There he is. So yeah, like
there's
true. MySpace. That's why MySpace is always better than Facebook.
Could you imagine if MySpace was still around? Everybody would be like coders. We'd all be coders.
We need to revive it.
I don't know.
They still do it, but it's not the same.
Sweet. I can't wait to see it.
Thanatos has dropped this video. Yeah. Let's go.
Those of you that are listening to the audio and not catching this, you got to watch the video now because I popped all those comments up and didn't read any of them because I'm a bad host.
No, you're good. I liked it. It was like a rush.
It was a rush.
They all just showed up at once. Nice. It was weird.
Nice.
Or you could just go to the videos on YouTube or Facebook. And although it looks like most of them are YouTube, go to YouTube. They're popping up on YouTube.
Nice.
Oh, and this comment. Dane Cook is still killing it on MySpace.
Except for his brother who like stole all of his money.
Hey.
I don't involve myself in drama.
Dane Cook, look it up.
No, thank you.
So I know that the process of getting on to season three is pretty much over, but if there are bands listening that want to jump on season four, how do they go about that?
Okay, so right now, if you go to the bigbreakcontest.com, in the section where we usually have you sign up, there is a different button that says stay informed or get informed or something like that. Basically, it's just a mailing list. You pop your email address in there, and when the time comes, for season four signups, we'll let you know through there. Season four, we are opening up to New York and New Jersey. So we'll have bands from New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania, obviously. So a little more competition there. Should be cool.
That's because you guys are on the northeast side of the state.
Right. We're so Scranton. Close.
We're in Scranton.
He's in
Wilkes. It's like
we do have a couple other things that, like, you know, merchbooth.com is a new online store that was launched here in Wilkes-Barre. And we have our first shirt up.
Yep, on we that. Do, yeah.
And it is the I Love Johnny shirt.
Pretty pumped on it.
We've got another shirt coming up that's going to be out in there. And then we're going to have, once we know the nine bands that are moving forward, to the next round, we will have nine additional shirts where you can rep your Joe and Jake are my cousins.
No way. Small world. Let's go.
Where you can rep your, you know, your band at the live shows. And then at the live shows, we are also going to he's out of his element.
You're right.
They're on to you already.
You're out of your element.
Sorry, at the live show.
So we're doing raffles as well. So I just want to kind of go over a little bit of the prizes or what we're giving away. So the first three items are coming from they're donated by the Pennsylvania Cannabis Festival. And these are all passes for the Pocono 420 Festival in 2023. The first prize is a Super RV pass where you get a whole hell of a lot of different like spaces and rooms for your RV. So this does not come with an RV, by the way.
you have to bring the RV.
So this is going to be its own like separate raffle because not everybody's got an RV. So that's going to be like a special thing. Another one is 4 single camp passes. And the third one is 6 official Pocono 420 event t-shirt.
Oh, it's Kyle.
Oh, that's Kyle. That's right, Kyle. Kyle is our video guy. He's our main video guy for all the interviews. He's also going to be leading the pack of fellow cinematographers for our finale, where we're going to be doing multi-cam shoot with that, just like we did last season. So yeah, he's going to be kind of in charge of all that. But going back to the prizes, so those are the 3 from there. We've also got 2, I believe they're acoustic guitars, 2 acoustic guitars that were also given away in the raffle, as well as like t-shirts and, you know, all that fun stuff. So I just wanted to throw that out there.
So that about does it, you know?
Yeah. That's, you
know. So I am going to throw what I call Pennsylvania Rock Show questions at you. I'm going to give you 2. I'm going to cut you a break because we have been talking.
A big break?
Yes.
Let me go.
As a musician, what is the best pizza that you've eaten because you are a musician?
That's a good question. That's phenomenal.
So, man, I don't know if any of my Colorado people are watching right now, but there's a venue in Colorado, and I forget the name of it. I want to say Fillmore. No, it's not the Fillmore. But
I know,
there's
I know
a
what
pizza
you're talking
place
about next to it. I was there.
Inside
of it,
yeah.
I went to see
that's the pizza, I think, just from like going to a show and getting completely trashed, and that pizza saving my life, probably.
Right.
By absorbing some of the alcohol.
From alcohol poisoning. But
I think John is looking it up. All right, so while he's trying to find the name of the pizza place.
It's tougher than I imagined. Walnut Room. It might be the Fillmore.
I'm thinking it's the Fillmore.
I want to say, let me look up Fillmore, because that came up.
Is like the official build a scene question I ask in almost every show. Who is your Dave Grohl? And what I mean by that is, who would you want to go up on stage with and perform one of their originals?
I mean, I would have to be training pretty freaking hard for either one of those.
Tool, Nine Inch Nails, Trent Reznor.
Noah Rittinger. He does my current joys and my favorite surf rock band.
I'd rock out with like Rancid and
Surf Curse. Is it Marquee
Pizza? Marquee Theater. The Marquee. That's what it is.
That's it. Marquee Theater.
That's it.
And it's Marquee Pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went with my friend Lily Mayapolsky. She's an awesome musician in New York. She was visiting. I just moved there by accident. Was vacationing and then just moved.
Whoops, I'm in New York. Cool.
She was recording an album out there. She met a producer that's friends with my dad, actually, at Montage Mountain. She's playing a show at the ski resort.
I do want to throw this out there if anybody's listening and is interested or knows somebody that would be cool to have as a judge. We do have one spot open, right. For a judge. And, we were just talking like last season, we were talking about how there's not enough all age venues around here. And then Keystone Ramp Works opens up.
Is that all age?
Nice. Yeah. It's all age. It's BYOB. Yeah.
Right. Okay. That makes sense. Yeah.
I don't know if anybody's got any like questions for the big break that's out there listening, but,
sure.
Especially if you've got questions about your video submission.
Oh, you mean actual contestants?
Yeah, contestants or, Thanatos is in there. Yeah.
There's a question for you. Any last minute tips?
For anyone in panic mode, don't panic.
You got iPhones. Borrow a cousin's iPhone if you need to, you know, like,
so
at the very least.
This is what I will say, okay? Out of the four... that we got, the four submissions that we got, I had to send two of them back.
That even more important.
Okay, I had to send two of them back for them to fix and send back to me. One of them, we spent hours just trying to get the video footage to me. Okay, right. So if you're waiting until, August 31st at 10 p.m., trying to get me footage.
July 31st. Don't
July 31st. Yeah, July 31st. Oh my What'd God. You say? I said August.
You said August.
July 31st. Yeah, I think they would.
If you're waiting until August 31st, you'll be on season four.
We had a band to, submit their video 2 months early without knowing that they were 2 months early. So
they could always use that, though. It went through, right? It was approved.
They never sent it to me.
They never sent it.
No, okay, never got it.
They got to send theirs, then now.
They
too.
Still got
might
this.
If they only have that, send it in. Do not wait.
Please don't wait until August.
Right, and if they don't, say if they do it all, it's all great, and like the video's great, audio's great, and then they don't have the three items, it's like, get that approved, and then you could always edit after.
Right.
There's no limit, if as long as that.
You can submit and resubmit and resubmit as many times as you want, but. At least get me something. It was really sad last season. Last season we had the Stroke of Midnight. Almost. It depends. If I get all of the videos before the Stroke of Midnight, I'll have them all uploaded and set in the poll.
Right.
If I get one at the stroke, like right before midnight, I'm obviously going to have to upload it and add it to the poll and everything. So it might take, but I am going to be up, from midnight till whenever the poll is ready. So it should be that long. But for merch though, I do want to say that we do have a couple of other contestants on merchbooth.com as well. And we merch also have our last season's winner, Old Kentucky Shark. They have their merch on there as well. And I think we've got a few more that, stores are popping up every day, and because merchbooth.com is from here, you know, local, started local. You know, a lot of local bands and, you know, are jumping on, which I think is really, really cool.
With that said, we are going to go ahead and call this one done. Cool. Make sure you check out the Big Break Contest, thebigbreakcontest.com. Voting starts on August 1st. Same address /vote. And you can follow that by following their website and all of their social media, which is also on their website. and, you know, I'm kind of making a thing out of this. So when you're ready for season 4, we'll do this again.
Absolutely. Sweet.
With that said, this has been episode number 629 of the Pennsylvania Rock Show. Check us out each and every Friday at buildascene.com. And all those radio stations that I mentioned at the beginning, please don't ask me what time they play the show because I don't remember. You have to go to buildascene.com and hover over podcast. Go to the Pennsylvania Rock Show. There's a list right there. There's also an oldies station from your side of the state. I think it's oldiesxl.com that is supposed to be starting to play.
I thought you said oldies station. I'm like,
yeah, oldiesxl.com is going to play my unsigned rock and metal show over like midnight to 4 a.m. somewhere in there because we don't really fit that.
Right.
But hey, they asked. I said, sure. Anyway, with that said, check us out next Friday.
Thanks.
You speak defiantly because your body is protected, but admit your thoughts are troubled. Like tobacco in the cheek. All these fake fucks fuck like they can handle the heat. But when they jump in the bed, it's all Tabasco in the sheets. And ain't nothing to pop your top button. Quit your day job and throw your savings in the oven. Chasing nightmares, I don't care, I love it. Chasing nightmares, I don't care, I love it. Don't need the stress of a sanitized mess. Crooked frame on the wall, goddamn, we're blessed. Underwater egos in the silver work flesh. Best better rather not aware to S on my chest. I've been thinking about these demons.
and these demons been thinking of me. I've been thinking about my reasons, and these reasons are the cries where they grip on my teeth. Yeah, I've been thinking about these demons, and these demons been thinking of me. Been dreaming all about the monster out me. Once I get a real taste of flesh on my teeth.
This episode of the Pennsylvania Rock Show has ended, but be sure to subscribe to be introduced to more of the best on-sign rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer. Don't forget to rate and review the show, and we'll see you on the next episode.